Micro Europa.
Sounds.
Moderne. Fiche.
Terrific.
Micro Europa.
Sounds.
Comme moi.
Comme eu.
Like me.
Micro Europa.
Bringing young Europe together.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Radio Micro Europa, dem Tübinger Campusfunk auf der Wüstenwelle 96,6. Am Mikrofon für euch ist heute Paula Jaksch. In unserer heutigen Musikbox bringen wir das Idle Moments Quintet featuring Nikita Sipiagin. Das Konzert war am 29. Januar 2025 im Tübinger Jazzclub im Club Voltaire in der Haaggasse. Heute bringen wir den ersten Teil der Show. Idle Moments, das sind 5 junge Musiker aus 4 Ländern. Sie haben sich während ihres Studiums an der Musikhochschule in Basel gefunden. Die Leitung hat Nikita Sipiagin am Altsaxophon übernommen. In ihrer Musik finden sich eigene und moderne, zeitgenössische Kompositionen. Wichtig ist der Band aber auch ihre starke Verbindung zur Jazzgeschichte. Expressiv, manchmal rau, energiegeladen und voller Emotionen. In der Musik Sipiagins sind seine amerikanisch-russischen Wurzeln, aber natürlich auch die Einflüsse seiner Mitspieler und deren Heimatadressen Spanien, Australien und Belgien zu hören und zu spüren. Nikita Sipiagin stammt aus New York und wurde in eine berühmte Jazzfamilie hineingeboren. Seine Eltern, der Jazz-Trompeter Alex Sipiagin und die Sängerin Monday Michiru. Nikita Sipiagins Großvater war der Altsaxophonist Charlie Mariano, der seit den frühen 50er Jahren bis zu seinem Tod 2009 an über 300 Einspielungen mitgewirkt hat. Mit dem United Jazz und Rock Ensemble war Charlie Mariano in den 80er und 90er Jahren häufig hier bei uns in Tübingen im großen Saal der Mensa Wilhelmstraße zu sehen und natürlich auch zu hören. Nikita Sipiagins Großmutter ist die Jazzpianistin Toshiko Akiyoshi. Die Komponistin und Arrangeurin hat seit Mitte der 50er Jahre mit Jazzmusikern wie Charles Mingus, Herb Ellis, Paul Chambers, Roy Haynes und Oscar Pettiford gespielt. Unser Reporter Ulrich Hägele hatte nach dem Konzert die Gelegenheit, mit Nikita Sipiagin zu sprechen. Zunächst interessierten ihn die Bezüge des Bandnamens. Der geht nämlich auf das gleichnamige Album des Jazzgitarristen Grant Green bei Blue Note Records aus dem Jahr 1965 zurück.
I mean, honestly, we are aware of the Grant Green album and we love, you know, the musicians on it, you know, such great tunes, but we just love the name of the album more than, yeah. Mostly, so we just kind of took the name. It was nothing bigger than that, yeah. And we just wanted something to represent us other than a name because it's been done so many times. So, yeah.
How would you describe the music? I think it's very new. It is a new tone. You have a little bit of sound of the 60s, too.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I would say what we listen to the most is the music from the 60s. And we try to make it sound like it's music of today. You know, we try to, I guess, refurbish the music, you know, to our own likings and try to bring some new elements from our personal lives and try to, you know, turn into something else. But yeah, I mean, from the 60s, our biggest inspirations would have to be, you know, bands like the Coltrane Quartet and Art Blakey, Jazz Messengers, Horace Silver Band, everything, you know, and those are really important for us. So without that, there would be no connection to what we're doing now.
And your own tunes, the originals, where did you get your inspirations?
For some of the tunes, honestly, it was just a project that we like to do with some friends. You know, we like to just write specifically for this band, you know, and we, Genius, the drummer and I, we wrote one of the tunes actually together. We worked on the tune Tonight. And yeah, we just try to make something that sounds right for this group because we like to play music from the 60s, but we want to still be able to create some new inputs. So yeah, that was basically it for us.
You're born in a very, very famous musician family, I think. Your grandfather is Charlie Mariano and your grandma is Toshiko Akiyoshi. What's about their footsteps? Is it difficult for you as a young musician to follow them?
I can't say that it has, you know, yeah, it has some pressure to it, but if anything, it has some, you know, I have some motivation to it because I have their full support, you know, and it's an amazing to have someone in your family, you know, this close to what you do, and they never pushed music onto me, so for me, it was, you know, really a big benefit, if anything. And yeah, it is a bit of a pressure, but for me, it's more of a plus than a negative, yeah.
You saw Charlie Mariano live on stage?
I saw him on stage, but I would think I was too young to really kind of understand, and I wasn't really listening to music or playing or, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I met him and, you know, we had some family time together, but that was about it.
And your grandma?
And grandma, yeah. I mean, I'm still with her now. She's 94, yeah. And all my buddies, we they all met her too, and she's still standing. She's drinking her full bottle of wine every day.
Four bottle?
One full bottle, only one bottle. I mean, her quote is you're allowed to have one bad habit in your life, and that's her one bad habit. And she made it to 94, and she's still going.
What's the difference between playing in the States, in America, and in Europe?
Honestly, I mean, I kind of started music at a late time. I started at a late 16 to 17, so I didn't really have too many experiences playing in the States as much to now. I mean, most of my experience is playing over here, but little opportunities I did have playing over there with you know, my father and some other people, it's great, you know, and the energy is cool, but I would say here in Europe, the people are listening more and they enjoy the music more. You know, that's the kind of vibe I get, at least, especially from an audience standpoint. You know, I could feel that vibe.
You have some projects, some plans, a CD or a record, vinyl or a tour?
Yeah, so for recordings, we just did a recording a few days ago, but it's nothing that we want to publicly put out on any platforms yet. We're still waiting for kind of, you know, to develop our sound more, but we are going on tour soon in Ghent in Belgium, which our trumpet player Emil hooked up for us, so that's gonna be nice. I think we're gonna be out there for 9 days. We're gonna play a lot of tunes, and it's gonna be an amazing time. And after that, we have some gigs around Switzerland as well, and we're hoping after this, you know, because we're a newly formed band, we're hoping after this to really, you know, go for it, you know, and you know, start to play everywhere in Europe. It'd be a dream.
Thank you very much. I wish you the very best.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Soweit unser Interview. Hier noch die Besetzung des Quintetts Idle Moments. Nikita Sipiagin am Altsaxophon, die Trompete wird von Emil Verniert gespielt, am Nordpiano hört ihr Max Tiekel, Joanne Codina beherrscht den Bass und Genius Wesley spielt das Schlagzeug. Viel Spaß!
sorry. Hello, Tübingen Jazz Club. It's great to be here. It's first time playing here. It's amazing. I hope English is okay because that's all I got. I'm going to introduce the band really quick. This is Emile Verniert, all the way from Belgium, on the trumpet. Give him some love, please. Again, Emile Verniert, Belgium, love. We got Max Teagle on the keyboard on the Nord Grand today, all the way from Australia. Give him some love, Max Teagle. And then next we got Joan Codina from Spain. Some confuse it with Mexico, but it's Spain. On bass. Last we got Genius Wesley on the drums from the U.S. California. Oh, Genius Wesley on the drums. That was a tune of mine. I call it Tonight. It's just a tune. It's cool. And next we're going to play a Joe Henderson tune entitled Jinrikisha. It's from Page One. And yeah, it's one of our favorite tunes, and we just want to bring it here and play it tonight. So thank you for coming, and enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was by the recently we lost this guy actually, Benny Golson, and that was by Benny Golson, just by myself. Amazing tune. And now I'm gonna leave it to these wonderful, wonderful four to play a ballad, and I'm gonna join them back for the last tune of the set. Thank you. Wow. That was amazing. Emile Vernier, Belgium, Ghent. John Codina from Spain. Joan Codina. Max Tickle, all the way from Australia. We're going to close it off for this set. We're going to play The Kicker by the wonderful Joe Henderson. And please stay, because we have even better music for the next set. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. One more time, the band Emil Vernierd on trumpet. Give him some love. More. We got Max Tickle on piano, Nord, Trent. From Australia. We got Joan Codina from Mexico on the bass. And Genius Wesley on the drums. Slight story. Genius Wesley. Thank you so much. We'll see you in a little bit. We got better tunes next set. Watch.
Das Idle Moments Quintett live im Tübinger Jazz Club Teil 1. Aufgenommen am 29. Januar 2025 im Club Voltaire in der Tübinger Haaggasse. Den zweiten Teil könnt ihr demnächst im Tübinger Campusfunkradio Mikro Europa hier auf der Wüstenwelle 96,6 hören. Hier nochmal die Band: Nikita Sipiagin am Altsaxophon, Emil Vernierd an der Trompete und Max Tickle spielt das Nordpiano. Am Bass habt ihr Joan Codina gehört und Genius Wesley am Schlagzeug. Ton und Technik haben Robin Glücker und Ole Besenfelder übernommen. Ein herzliches Dankeschön geht an Martin Trostl vom Tübinger Jazz Club. Damit wären wir am Ende unserer Campusfunk Musikbox angelangt. An den Reglern saß heute Selina Lauble. Alle Sendungen zum Nachhören findet ihr in unserer Mediathek auf der Homepage der Tübinger UB. Weitere Infos gibt es auf unserer Homepage unter mikro-europa.de. Vom Mikrofon verabschiedet sich Paula Jaksch. Euch allen noch einen schönen Tag und bis bald. Thank you.